Accountability and trust are not words that many Mexicans associate with police officers. That's certainly the case in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico's most violent city. Authorities there have failed to control an eruption of drug-related violence that's left thousands dead in recent years. But the new police chief promises to change that. Monica Ortiz Uribe of the public media collaboration Fronteras reports from Juarez.
Hope can be hard to come by in a city where the murder rate averages around 7 people a day. But when Julián Leizaola was sworn in as police chief of Ciudad Juárez in March, a sizable crowd applauded his arrival. Leizaola is a tough-talking retired lieutenant colonel who graduated from Mexico's equivalent of West Point. In his last job, he was credited with dealing a sizable blow against organized crime in Tijuana. Now, Leizaola faces the challenge of Ciudad Juárez, Mexico's most battle-weary city. As chief of police, one of his first orders of business was to hand-deliver more than 2,000 paychecks to his officers and staff in order to buy some face time with them. He didn't like what he found.
I found a police force with a very low morale, infiltrated by criminals.
Already about 170 officers are out of the force. Leizaola fired those he suspected of corruption while others resigned. Another 200 may go before the end of the year. And Leizaola says he won't hire a single officer until he feels he has control of the force. In his second-floor office in Juarez's main police station, Leizaola has little more than a bowl of peppermints and a laptop on his desk. There are no family photos. His wife and 3 kids are in the United States for their own safety. Just behind his desk is the Mexican flag and a loaded Beretta G36 rifle.
Voy a concentrarme en espacios pequeños.
I will focus on small sections of the city where I can concentrate my forces and then take command. And I will take command section by section until I recover the entire city.
That's Leizaola's basic plan for restoring law and order to Juarez. It's a huge task, one that thousands of federal police and military have not accomplished in 3 years. But before he can take back the streets of Juarez, Leizaola has to gain the public's trust. Gustavo de la Rosa Hickerson is the state human rights ombudsman in Juarez.
Sin embargo, Leizaola llega con toda una historia.
He says Leizaola has serious accusations of human rights violations pending against him. At least 25 former Tijuana cops accuse Leizaola of torture. As a result, he is under investigation by the Inter-American Commission, the highest human rights court in the Western Hemisphere. In Juarez, police at all levels have long been accused of committing human rights violations. 3 municipal police officers are currently charged with the forced disappearance of 4 young men. De la Rosa says Leizaola has cooperated with the investigation, and Leizaola himself says he's against the use of torture. As a new police chief, he also knows he needs to win the support of city residents. On a street corner in the eastern edge of Juarez, Leticia Salia sells fruit from an outdoor stand. She's in one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the city. Last month, a police commander from a nearby station was shot dead in front of his house. A block away, an entire shopping center is boarded up and deserted. And not too long ago, 10 people were massacred at a bar just down the street.
No, cada día estamos peor. Peor, peor no. La situación no cambia.
Every day things are worse, Salia says. Every day people are leaving the city. They've had enough. She says she trusts God to keep her safe, not the police. Leizaola acknowledges that such feelings about the police are widespread, but he's hoping that will change.
I always say that when the public trusts the police enough to report crime, it's like deadly venom for the criminals.
Without that trust, Leizaola knows he's not likely to be successful. For the world, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez.
We have links to the Fronteras desk and more of Monica's reporting from the U.S.-Mexico border region at theworld.org.